Parshas Bukh Kaisai is very strategically placed. The Gemara says in Mor Megillah, the Flamed Aleph from a base. The Gemara says over there, Ezra Tikkun Lahem. When Ezra sought organized the way Kriyas Torah should work, he organized it that Yisrael Shia Koyrin Klolos Shabbatoyas Koinim Koydim Atzeres, that the Klolos, the Toychocha that we have in this week's parasha should be read before Shavuos. Ushav Mishnah Torah and the Toychocha that we have in the Chumash Devarim should be read Koydim Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. My Tama, why? Omar Baya Pitema Rish Lakish. So Baya said, some people say Rish Lakish said, Kadesha Tichle Hashanah Vekilele Seho. That the end, the year should end with a klolus, and in other words, that it should have been more klolus in that year. In other words, that year is complete with a klolus. That's it. We start a new year, a fresh beginning. It says the Gemara, Pishama Shiva Mishnah Torah. We can understand why it says in Sefer Devarim because of this reason. Ela Shiva Torahs Koinim, but in the Torahs Koinim, i.e., the end of Parshas VaYikra, Otu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah. Answers the Gemara, and therefore the purpose and the reasoning why we should read the klolos as if it's let's keep the klolos to the end of the year and start afresh. Why does that have to do with Shavuos? So the Gemara says, "In yes, atzeres nami Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is also Rosh Hashanah. Disnan, like the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, uba atzeres a peiros ilon, and on Shavuos we're judged on peiros ilon, on the fruits of the tree." Okay. So Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. So it doesn't mean very much to us that they had the Toychecha, Parshas Bukh Kosai, and the fruits of the tree. It doesn't really mean that much, other than the Shlach Kodesh brings down from a Sefer called Tilas Yaakov, and he says that Peiros Se'ilon is a remez to the Neshamos of Klal Yisrael. It's brought down Ki Ha'Adam Eitz HaSodeh. The person is a fruit, is a, like the Eitz HaSodeh, the tree in the field. And therefore he says the Chag HaShavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, is a Rosh Hashanah for the entire new Bria. Why is that? Because he says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gemara brings in Shabbos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created it on a Tanai that there will be learning of Torah. And according to the amount, Nefesh HaChaim brings down, according to the amount and the quality of the learning of the Torah, does the world have its Kiyum, its existence, and the quality and the wonderful life one has is dependent directly upon the learning of the Torah. And therefore the Peiros Se'ilon is really, and the Torah, in other words, our Neshamos, and the whole Bria, and the whole creation is based upon the Kabbalah HaTorah on Shavuos. And therefore what we are judged according to how much Torah we've learned or haven't learned, that has a direct relationship to the Peiros Se'ilon of the tree, in other words, the whole macro of the world creation, and therefore Shavuos ultimately is a time of Rosh Hashanah. Now, so says the Shlach Kodesh. But what you have to understand is that when you read the Toychocha and you read in Parshas B'chol Kosai, it's not a horror story. We're not learning this as something that's supposed to frighten us. It's supposed to make us afraid in a way that we become paralyzed. On the contrary, it's supposed to get us motivated and inspire us to grow great. And it's very interesting, if you look in the Rishonim as a matter of side point, does anyone know why the Rabbeinu Tam has a name called the Rabbeinu Tam? So some of his name was Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Olim, he learned it all. There's a very, very interesting side point. There's a Hagoth Maharid on Torah's Kleinim, on a Medrash. And the Maharid is one of the Kadmonim, he says, that he Niskala Leiba Chaloim, that he became revealed to him in a dream, that why the Rabbeinu Tam's name is Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because it says in Toychocha, in the sixth parasha, it says, V'tam lorik koychachem. V'tam lorik, and it shall empty to nothingness your power, your strength. And on that, the message brings down, what's that referring to? Zer shuhu masiyes bitoy, a person who marries his daughter off, v'noisen lo momin harbe, and gives her a lot of money, and it wasn't enough time for the 7 days of Mishdeh to go out until his daughter dies. Nimsa koyves bitoy, it comes out that he's burying his Nebuch, his daughter, and is losing his money, because now his son-in-law inherits the money. Right? So that's the pasuk of Batam Lurik Koychachem. So it's brought down in Tosus, in Ksuvus of Menzayim Abbas, if I look over there, Divamasal Kosovlo, The Rabbeinu Tam held that because of this klali, we've got to learn what the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. And he brought down the halacha lemaisa, that the story happened that a chosan, his wife died within the year of the nisuin, and the Baal, the husband, gave back all the money that he brought in from the Nadunya, from the Nadun, he had to give back to the family of the Kala, because of this reason of this klala. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a klala if we don't give it back. In other words, it's a terrible thing, which means that the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we should give him back. And because the Rabbeinu Tam learned it from the pasuk of Batam Lirik Koyachachem, that's why it's called the Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, it's brought down that the koyach, the greatness of a person is if he's able to take a klala and learn from it something positive, a halacha from it. And therefore our purpose of Parshas Buchot Kosai, that is brought down before Shavuos, is not that we should just feel depressed that we have these klalas, but to become inspired and become fired up before Shavuos in order to take on the Kabbalah Torah the way it should. So let's see carefully what we learn from this parasha that has a direct connection with Shavuos. And a lot of this is based on a beautiful, beautiful piece I saw from my Rebbe Mishcha Shemen. And let's go slowly over here. In Perek Chavav Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and this is a statement that is said many, many times in the parasha, Vim Telchu Imi Keri. And if you go with me, Kerry. Kerry is not the foreign minister, right? What is it? V'telchu imi Kerry. What does it mean? V'telchu, you'll go with me, Kerry. What does that mean? So, Rashi explains three explanations what Kerry means. In Pasuk Chof Aleph, Rabbi Seino Omru, Arai, B'mikro, happens. If you go with me as a happening, She'einoi Elo Leprokim, that is not done on a regular basis. It's called Arai B'mitzvah, a mitzvah here, a mitzvah there, but there's no fixed commitment to the mitzvahs. That's Kerry. Another says, he says, another explanation, Loshen Unkelus, Loshen Koishi. Sorry, before that, Umanachem Pirish, Loshen Minia. Minia means refraining for doing what's necessary. And he says, Utagumish Unkelus, Loshen Koishi. Difficult, heavy. That you strengthen your heart that you should not come close to me. So there are three translations. Either it means you don't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu consistently, you're inconsistent, or it means that you're withdrawing from doing your obligations, or it means you are heavy and not deciding to go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do and follow Ratzon Hashem. So three translations of Kerry. So the Shem Shem Fal Hirsh is a beautiful piece. And he explains, what does it mean, going, telchu imi keri. Telchu imi means go with me, happens to be keri, according to this pshat. You don't go with somebody, keri. You could either happen to be with somebody, or go with somebody. You don't go with somebody, happen to be. Correct? What's that? Telchu imi, you go with me, happens to be Kerry. You're not going with me, then you're just Kerry. What's a telchu imi? So he says what it means is that if you see a person sometimes going on a bus or going on a train, it looks as if everyone is going to the same place. Person doesn't know how the bus service works. It looks like everyone's going from place A to place B. And if you see people sitting next to each other on the bus, and it looks as if they really very much are focusing and they have the same goals and the same destination to reach. What happens is, where you're going to really see the difference is when one person needs to get up from one place, another person needs to get up another place, then they're going to split, their paths are going to split. He said very often you see a person who looks like they're going with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. He's doing a mitzvah here, and he's doing a mitzvah there, and he's learning, and it looks as if, telchu imi, looks as if he's going with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But what happens is really that when his desire and his commitment to what he believes is important is different to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, then he gets off the train. He gets off the bus and he follows his desire. That is called telchu imi, going with me. It looks very nice, but it's a carry. It is not consistent. You're not going with Rabbeinu Shalom. When the things get tough, you drop off. Yeah, it's too hard, it's too difficult, what they need this for, and things get too difficult. That is telchu imi carry. That is mikre. And the Pasuk says, if you do that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will go with you, carry. Because it looks as if the Rabbeinu Shalom is with us, but when it gets to a stage where there's troubles in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately doesn't seem to be controlling the situation the way we would expect the Kadosh Baruch Hu to watch after the Shkocha Protis. What is the opposite of that? What's the opposite of that? What's the opposite of Telchu Imikeri? So there's a beautiful Kliyaka. And the Kliyaka says on the first Pasuk of this week's parasha, Imbuchu Koisai Teilechu. If you're going again, Telchu Imi, go with me. Imbuchu Koisai Teilechu. If you go with my Chukoisai. What's Chukoisai mean? Statutes, right? Chukoisai Teilechu. Literally, yeah? What does it mean Chukoisai Teilechu? What does it mean Chukoisai Teilechu? So Kliyaka says, Chukoisai can mean two things. Chukoisai can mean a chok. A chok is something we don't understand. It's a mitzvah that we have no idea, that does not make sense. It does not make logical sense to us, shatners, kashrus to an extent. It doesn't really make paraduma. That's a chok. Alternatively, chok can mean, we find sometimes in the Torah, chok can mean a habit. Yeah? Ki chok hakoyanim. It is the habit, it was a practice that they do with not much thought behind it. For example, it's brought down such a thing called chukas hagoy. What's that chukas hagoy? Chukas hagoy means, that it's like a chok that we have lahavdol for shatners, that it's a very, very deeply rooted explanation to why it is, but logically we can't explain it. No, it's just a practice that goyim have, that is shtus, that is ridiculous, they have the craziest things that they do, and that's the way they live.
But logically we can't explain it, Stace.
But it's true, there's no logical behind, but it's not pshat. Chok means it's so deep that it cannot be explained. It's not so deep, it's absolute shtus. So what's chukosai? What's pshat? That chukasagoi, what does that mean? It means a behavior pattern that they go according to, a habit that they used to, that has absolutely no thought into it. Says a Kliyaka, in the chukosai, Teilechu is referring to the second way of chok. Chukosai Teilechu means that a person should get so involved in following the Torah and doing mitzvahs that it should become, to an extent, habitual. He has a kvis. It's not pshat that, what should I do this morning? Should I go to business? Should I go and learn? Should I go to gardening? Should I play golf? Should I go to the... What should I do? Should I go shopping? It should be every day that he has a kvis. That every day, be what may, that he's there in a base medrash. It's like it becomes part of him. It becomes part of him. Going to shul three times a day is not a decision that you make. It becomes part of your habit. So, Mechukosai Teichu means, if you go in my ways in a way that is so habitual, then, V'nasati Gishmeichen Be'itom, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes Teva and gives everything you need for that purpose. So, Mechukosai Teichu, the advantage of becoming a Ben Torah is not actually learning Torah, but B'chukosai Teilechu means you're not even thinking about what you're doing. That is who you are, it's not what you do. That's the difference in B'chukosai Teilechu. She are melim b'Torah, that your whole life is based on a habit. So the opposite of Mikre, the opposite of Telchu Imikeri, or just happens to be in the Rabbeinu Shalom, the opposite to that in B'chukosai Teilechu is if you become habitual, that you are so focused in what you're doing, that is who you are. I am a person who has a kavirus every day. I am a person who davens three times a day. That is the person I am. Not the actions that I do. And the actions that I do is based upon my decision, should I not do it. So that is Chukosai Teilechu. Chukosai Teilechu is becoming part and parcel of who you are, always doing a particular good thing. And the opposite to that is, as we explained, in Telchu Imikeri, of happen to be that I'm doing this now, doing a good thing now, I'm doing a good thing another day. But when things come difficult, I'm not there to really follow Ratzon Hashem. That's one pshat. The other pshat is Loshen Menia Koshi, the other Tratim, Loshen Menia of withdrawing, of not doing it, and Koshi in difficulty. Ramesha Feinstein has two beautiful different Torah, and they both fit into this. In the brachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives, yeah, and it says, the Pasuk says, all the Pesukim, I'll give you Shalom, I'll give you wealth, I'll give you the security. And then one of the Pasuk says, and I will put my Mishkoni Besoichim, I'll put my Shechina amongst you, V'lei Sigal Nafshi Eschem, and I'll not be disgusted by you. This is in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Can you imagine writing a birthday card to your wife? I will love you I will cherish you, I'll be protected by you, and I'll not be disgusted by you. It will not go over well. You know, it will not go over well. That card probably will not sell that well, right? The pasuk is saying this, I'll give you this, I'll give you that, but lo sigan nafshi eschem, and I'll not be disgusted by you. Thank you. And this is not talking about in the Torah, this is talking about in the brachos. What's Peshat over here? Says Rav Moshe, two different Torah, he says like this. He says, a noyach motza chen be'enei Hashem, noyach found chen in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? And he brings down, how do you have chen? Chen is a representation of enthusiasm. He says there are people who keep mitzvahs, and there are people who do it because habitually do mitzvahs. That's good, we just said habit's good. No, but the habitual act is done in such a dry, boring way. Shachris menachma, autopilot. They're not thinking what they're doing, and they're miserable. They're miserable. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shkoyach, you're doing your habits. Yeah? You're doing Mechukai Sai Telecha, you become habitual, Shkoyach, but it's not enough. I don't want to be disgusted by the way you behave. If you're just ongoing, doing the same thing, again and again, without the love and the passion that goes into Yiddishkeit, I can become disgusted by you, and I don't want to be disgusted by you. Be careful I don't become disgusted by you. And he goes even further, and he says that there's a lav in the Torah to build a matseva. Leisoki matseva, ashasana Hashem lekecha. What's a matseva? Matseva is a solid pillar of stone that one uses as a mizbeach. And he said you're not allowed to make a mizbeach out of one solid pillar. What must you yes do? You've got to build it with bricks. So Rav Moshe asks, what is wrong with building a matseva? It's much stronger. You take one of these huge bricks you find by the coast and use it as a mizbeach. It won't fall apart. You take bricks and it has cement inside, it can fall apart. It's much better to have a matseva. So Rav Moshe says, no, that a matseva is something that is stagnant. It's a brick, that's who I am, and I've been doing this for the last 50 years, I'm going to do it for another 50 years. That's who I am. So he said, the pasuk says, Leisokim Matseva Asher Sonei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it, when a person does not look to grow beyond himself. I prefer, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, build something with bricks that you can always add on to in the future. You're right, it can fall apart as well, but you can ultimately have the potential to build and to grow. That is love by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the word pasuk says, Leisokim Nafshi Eschem is telling me, by all means, become habitual. Become somebody who does Yiddishkeit and learning Torah and mitzvahs on a regular basis and nothing can move him. But don't become something that is hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't do it in a way that has no enthusiasm and love and passion for mitzvahs. That's lo yisig al nafshi eschem. And that's Loshon Koshi and Menir, doing it with their heaviness. By the way, Moshe Feinstein started wearing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam when he was over 90 years old. And he could have said to himself, listen, I've done it all my life. You know, I'm going to start, but no, these people are new, they're fresh. It's a new mitzvah, it's a new dimension, they're willing to take that on.
And where did he get it from?
He got it from, Lubavitcher Rebbe sent him a sofer to find it, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that's Peshat of those three things. Now, there's another Peshat of Loshon Mikre. Yeah, if you remember, Lisolch Imikere Loshon Mikre. What's that Loshon Mikre? So, the Chaim HaKadosh brings down, of Mikre is a Loshon, it's a very, very beautiful Or HaChaim HaKadosh. We don't have time to read it inside. And Or HaChaim HaKadosh basically says that the danger a person has if they don't realize that everything is Rabbeinu Shleilom is that they can completely lose their Mun and Betochen and to do Averus. So the Or HaChaim says, Posuk Chavov, Perek Chavov, Posuk Yodalad, Shenischavin lehei leiv nirdam, to wake up the sleeping heart. Kichol shohoylech b'derech leitoiv, a person who goes in a bad way. Vadai shohushlo mimenu yidia saboya baruch hu b'toivosov, he doesn't appreciate who Kodesh Baruch Hu is, and he is not following his avodah. So in other words, the Arachayim says that a person deviates from Ratzon Hashem if he does not realize that every single thing in life comes from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And he sees it as circumstance. He sees it as happenstance. He sees it as, it just happens to be. You know, I just happen to be there and this happens. Nothing just happens. It is all hashkocha protis. And Loshen Mikra, if a person believes everything, it just happened to be, you know, I haven't been this, and I happen to get ill. No, it's because there's a reason behind it. Look into yourself and realize it's Rabbein Shana waking you up. And if a person realizes that, a person's aware of that, then a person has Yerushalayim. So L'holcha Imukeri means Loshen Mikra. Everything happens just like that. So here at Boisai, we've had different Pshatim, L'holcha Imukeri. Okay? Either it means not consistent, or it means not growing and looking out to do more, or it means Loshen Mikra, the Loshen of just happens to be. There's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Orach Chaim HaKadosh, where it talks about Bahar Sinai. And it says, Vayisum Rafidim, they left Rafidim, and Vayisum Rafidim, Vayachnu Bamidbar, and they dwelt in a Midbar. And they came to Midbar Sinai, Vayochan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. And Klal Yisrael dwelt next to the Har. This is in the parasha before Kabbalas HaTorah. Says Orach Chaim HaKadosh that these three things are the three conditions we need in order to receive the Torah. Vayisum Rafidim. What's Rafidim? Rafidim, it says Chazal, Shurafidim, they became weak, they became tired, they became lazy. Yeah? So Vayisum Rafidim, they traveled away from laziness. They traveled away from weakness. They left that behind them. They left it behind them. So condition number one is you gotta leave behind laziness. You gotta leave behind that weakness of not being consistent. Next tonight is Vayechnu Bamidbar. They dwelt in a Midbar. What's a Midbar? Midbar is a place that is totally Hefka. A place that doesn't have ownership. It doesn't have, I am doing what I'm doing. It's not inhabited land. It's willing to be looked after by anyone who wants to look after it. It is the Loshna of Anova. It's Anova. It is total modesty. It's humility. That is Vayachnu Bamidbar Sinai. Now there's got to be a level of humility in order to get the Torah. And thirdly, there's got to be Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahav. Don't say Vayichan Vayachnu Shom. Vayichan Shom Yisrael. They dwelt there. Ke'ish Echod Belev Echod. With one heart. I.e., there was absolutely a togetherness, there was a unity that Klal Yisrael had in order for them to get the Torah. So the Orach Chaim says, the three conditions to get the Torah. Number one, there's got to be a v'yisum refidim, going away from laziness and slacking. Number two, there's got to be also a consistency of v'yachnu b'midbar, to be humble enough to take on and to learn anew. And v'yichan shom yisrael, there's got to be humility. Says Rav Chaim Kaufman Rebbe, that perhaps this, not perhaps, it seems likely, this is exactly what the Chazal meant when Ezra said that we should be learning Parshas Bukhul Kosai before Shavuos. These are no three of Mikra, of what we said before, of Telchi Imokeri, is the opposite of those three things that are Orach Chaim HaKadosh. The first Peshat was Mikra. It just happens to be, no, sorry, the first part was Mikra was, that a person sometimes does it, sometimes doesn't do it, sometimes he's stronger, sometimes he's weaker, sometimes he's committed, sometimes not committed. No, Vayisum Rafidim, get away from that. Travel away from there. Don't be rough for your dayhem. Don't be weak. Be consistent. Don't let things trouble you. Don't let little nisyonis get in your way. Vayisum Rafidim. That is the Loshon, the opposite of Vayolcha Imukeri, of just happen to be the Rabbein Shalem Ayag. Yes, sometimes not. No. The next Peshat. That next Peshat is, we had in Keri, is Loshon Meniyah V'Koishi. What's Meniyah V'Koishi? I'm not willing to learn something new. I'm quite happy where I am. Yeah, I'm not enthusiastic about what's going on. You know, here I am. I've done it the last 50 years. I've done another 50 years. You are habitual, but you're not willing to learn. No, V'Yachnu B'Midbar Sinai. Be willing to learn. Open up your ears. Be willing to hear what other people say. Learn new things. Back at Midbar, be a Hefka. Wake up. Listen to what other people are saying. So Vayachnu B'Midbar Sinai is opposite again to the other Peshotim in Vayolcha Imakeri. And the third Peshat, Loshon Mikra. Mikra means, it happens to be. It's not really Hashkocha Protis. What's it got to do with Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad? The Mishnah says, Kol ha'mevi, kol ha'oimer dover b'shem oimroi, mevi ge'ulo lo'ilo. anyone who says something else in somebody else's name brings Ge'ula to the world. Why? Why? So it's brought down from It's brought down from the Kadmonim that what Pshat over there is that if a person doesn't learn something, doesn't say over in a person's name, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings a Ge'ula to the world, he won't associate the Ge'ula and the salvation with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was good politics, it was the world is changing, it's natural. He won't say that the Ge'ula, his personal Ge'ula, or the Ge'ula of the world, is associated with the Ratzon Hashem. If a person is able to learn something from somebody else and say it over in his name, and he gives credit to the one he comes from, this person will give credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the Ge'ula comes. And if a Ge'ula comes through somebody who gives credit to other people, that is Ki'ish Echad V'Lev Echad. If a person is able to grow in a system of unity, that you give credit to each other, that you, what you say is you forgive each other, that you allow each person to grow in his way and to live in a way of unity, that is ultimately giving credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every single thing that's done in your life. That is the opposite to Mikre. That is opposite to Ge'ula happen. No, it happens to be. No, it's Ribbono Shel Olam doing it. And therefore, that's Pshat over here in the Pasuk of Yachon Shem Yisrael Neged Ahor. So those three Pshatim of Keri, of Yelchim or Keri, is the opposite to what we should be focusing on of a Yisum or Refidim, leaving behind tardiness, laziness, Vayivoy Midbar Sinai, of willing to learn new things, to becoming Hefka, to listen to new ideas. Vayichen Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, and to give credit and to have the unity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing everything comes from Him. This is this week's parasha, B'zoicha B'ez Hashem, to a Hischaskus V'Nes Chazak, Chazak V'Nes Chazek.